The water has become blood from the spell laid on our eyes. Look, the Egyptians are dying of thirst in consequence of their ill fortune or their evil nature. Fill one cup with water for thyself, that this old friend may drink of thy water. When thou fillest that cup for thine own sake, 'twill not be blood. 'Twill be water pure and free. I too will drink the water as thy parasite, for a parasite in following is relieved from anguish.
Of course, parasite is a little bit exaggeration, because the word in Persian means parasite, but it's more than that. It's being like a parasite, it's hanging to someone else, being,
Dependent.
Yeah.
It's a little bit more than dependent, yes. Okay, so what's going on? Up to here, very simple, right? The guy came in and he's silly because he doesn't understand what's going on. Generally, yes, he knows that he cannot drink because the Qibti cannot septicute, because the septi is different. Now, his suggestion is pick up some water for yourself. When you pick it up, it's water. Then, like, something close to you, depending on you, I will drink. That's the solution. Yes.
He said, O soul and world, I will do service. I will pay regard. O my two bright eyes. I will do according to thy desire. I will rejoice. I will be thy slave. I will act as a free man. He filled the cup with water from the Nile, put it to his lips, and drank one half. He tilted the cup towards him who craved the water, saying, drink thou too. That became black blood. Again he tilted it on this side. The blood became water. The Egyptian was enraged and incensed. He sat down a while till his anger departed. After that he said to him, O mighty sword, O brother, what is the expedient for this knot? He said, he that is God-fearing drinks this. The God-fearing man is he that has become quit of the way of Pharaoh and has become like unto Moses. Become the people of Moses and drink this water. Make peace with the moon and behold the moonbeams. There are 100,000 darknesses in thine eye from thy wrath against the servants of God. Extinguish wrath, open the eye, rejoice, take a lesson from friends, become a teacher. How wilt thou become my dependent in scooping up when thou hast an unbelief as Mount Kaf? How should a mountain go into the cavity of a needle unless indeed it become a single thread?
Okay, that was all about that, see. So simple. Okay, you should change. He's explaining this changing. Say, first of all, you should be the fellow who doesn't do some stuff. That's Muttaqi. The fellow that will put aside some stuff to be a better fellow. So, this is it. Come in peace with it. Listen, in you, there are so many hatred against us. And those hatreds is doing that to you. Change your point of view. Your eye is the problem. The way you look at it is the problem. Because you could only change to be this or that. You cannot be the both of them. So, it's your decision. If you want to go through this, you have to be like a needle or like a thread. Yes?
By asking forgiveness, make the mountain a straw, and take joyously the cup of the forgiven. and drained joyously. Inasmuch as God hath made it unlawful to the unbelievers, how wilt thou drink of it with this imposture?
Mm-hmm. The best answer. What was the question? You forgot. You forgot. All of the guy came down, sit down, and take off the shoes and things like that, and said, okay, now this is the situation, what is the trick? He is looking for a trick to cheat and drink water. Because he's thirsty. That's all. Do you remember what we were talking about? Looking forward or looking further? Looking at the future, at the moment? The guy looks at the moment only. You say, listen, that fellow who made this magic, you are going to trick him? What do you want to make the trick? Look around you, this is so simple. Become a good fellow, then you have the water. Always, everywhere. This is what it is. I talked about you. You are the fellow who always is trying to do this or that or that. Here it doesn't work because this is the highest plan and it doesn't accept the trick. You have to become a believer, then this is the water. Period. Yes.
Inasmuch as God has made it unlawful to the unbelievers, how wilt thou drink of it with this imposture? How should the creator of imposture buy thy imposture, O fabricator of fiction? Become the kinsfolk of Moses, for deceit is useless. Thy deceit is measuring the empty wind. Will the water dare to turn aside from the command of the Lord and bestow refreshment on unbelievers? Or dost thou suppose that thou art eating bread? Thou art eating snake venom and wasting away of the spirit. How should bread restore to health the spirit that averts its heart from the command of the beloved spirit?
Okay, translation. Very simple, right? Up front, he says, this is not something that you will find a trick for it. There is no special solution for this. We're talking about that beautiful stuff that if you change, you will feel it, you could understand it. If not, you're doomed. So, give up. Do you think that you could trick the water? Or water will fall for your trick when it's obeying that order from the top? Give up all the silly stuff that you're thinking. Turn around. Yes?
Or dost thou suppose that when thou readest the words of the Mathnavi, thou hearest them gratis? Or that the discourse of wisdom and the hidden mystery comes easily into thy ear and mouth?
Or you are one of those silly people who think that this is a simple book, you just read it and you get it. This is not like that. Or they think that the word of hikmat, of this knowledge, is something that everybody could find it, everybody could listen to it. This is not what it is. Because you logical people, when you're listening to us, logically try to trick you to get it, to go around it, to do this and that. It doesn't work. Period. Yes.
It comes in, but like fables, it shows the husk, not the kernel of the berries. A sweetheart who has drawn a veil over her head and face and has hidden her face from thine eye. By reason of contumacy, the Shahnameh or Kalila seems to thee just like the Quran. The difference between truth and falsehood is at the moment when the collyrium of favor opens the eye. Otherwise, dung and musk are both the same to one whose nose is obstructed, since there is no sense of smell.
The fellow whose nose is not working, the perfume or the bullshit are the same to him because he doesn't have the nose. This is exactly what's happening here. This book that you have in your hand, it is something that you have to be pure. You have to be in a special condition to get it. Why? Because here we are talking about the difference between hap and non-hap. Majaz means fake, means non-real, and all of that. See, this is the difference. Means, I'm telling you this story, and I realize that you could understand it while you're reading the book. What's happening while you're reading the book? You could read the book and go and don't get it all. You could read the book and understand it and follow it and change with it. These are your choices. Yes?
His aim is to divert himself from ennui and neglect the word of the Almighty.
Look at the fellow who is bored. And just because he is bored, he will read the Bible and he wants to get enchanted with that. Bible is not to make enchantment for a stupid, bored fellow. Yeah.
That by means of that discourse, he may quench the fire of distress and anxiety and provide a cure. For the purpose of quenching this amount of fire, pure water and urine are alike in skill. Both this urine and water will quench the fire of distress, just as during sleep. But if thou become acquainted with this pure water, which is the word of God and spiritual, all distress will vanish in the soul, and the heart will find its way to the rose garden.
Inshallah. Okay. So, the explanation is very simple. There is one word here which is a little bit critical, because he said, if you become acquainted with this pure water, the word in Persian is not acquainted. It's a critical Arabic word that we use it differently a little bit. It's waqif. Waqif means the one who knows. And at the same time, waqif is the one who stops. Not moving around, stop and focus. Pay attention to this. Which is what? He said, listen, this book, yes, let me put it this way. This book you could use as a storybook, read it to the children and think that this is it. And whenever you're bored, you could come down and sit down and read this to let that moment of boring moment pass. So this is like you want to distinguish a fire. Okay, a small fire, you can put water on it or you could pee on it. So what? This is not what it is. Here I'm talking about becoming one with the meaning, not the form. You should get the meaning here. Yes?
Because everyone who catches the scent of the mystery of the scriptures flies into an orchard with a running brook. Or dost thou suppose that we see the face of the saints as it is? Hence the prophet remained in astonishment, saying, how are the true believers not seeing my face? How are the people not seeing the light of my face, which has borne away the prize from the orient sun? And if they are seeing, wherefore is this perplexity? Until a revelation came, saying, that face is in concealment.
Yeah, even Muhammad didn't know. He was going around and he was thinking that, how come the people, they don't see the light? Maybe they are blind. What's going on? Then from above, it doesn't work like that. When you are enlightened, you are hidden. It's not that you're enlightened.